Business and labor leaders, as well as officials in Ohio's cities, say they're concerned about how some money is being moved around to balance the state budget in the face of a billion-dollar projected shortfall. State House correspondent Karen Kessler has more.
The budget includes a provision to take up to 2% from several different funds, including those set up for the state EPA, the Consumers Council, the Industrial Commission, and the Bureau of Workers' Compensation. Chris Ferruso of the National Federation of Independent Business Ohio says that could mean anywhere from $5 million to $11 million could be taken out of the BWC fund, which is money that comes from employers to cover costs for injured workers.
Some could make the argument that $5 or $11 million is a rounding error, but the precedent it sets, taking employer money to shore up the budget, can't happen.
And Ferruso says this appears to be more a transfer than a loan, because there are no promises the money will be restored to those funds. But Senate leaders say this is in line with other spending cuts. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.